Okay, we're welcome to Social Media Day, talking about Audio Boo in Cork. This is live, and there are about 12 people in the room. Maybe I haven't counted, but men and women, and there's a young girl here, and there's another young girl here. Will you say hello, Omani Dot?
Will you?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So we're this started off life as, you know, like any dad, I read stories. No? To you?
Yeah.
Anytime. And then started to record them on the iPhone. Went from reading stories to her to telling stories, making up. Remember Emma the dog?
Yeah.
What's his name again? In Kilkee.
Your dog.
Yeah, my dog. My real dog. We have hundreds of these.
Rebel.
Rebel, yeah. Do you remember Little Rebel?
Yeah.
And every night go to bed?
You would tell me one of those stories and record it.
Absolutely. And you would be going to sleep yawning, saying something about Rebel. This was before Audio Boo existed. So they all exist as recorded on the iPhone memo app. And none of them have been shared in public yet. But then life moved on from me telling you stories. Then what happened next? Okay, I'll comment another way. Who owns the pony story?
Both of us.
Both of us. Who tells the pony story?
You do.
And what do you do in the pony story?
Listen.
Do you have any influence over the pony story? Okay, who decided we weren't going to Donegal straight away?
Me.
Who decided that the story would be about a princess? Who decided it would be about four ponies? Are you saying you had no influence? Come on, be honest. Tell the people you're the boss. Okay, the point about I'm making really is that it's gone from storytelling to story making together. And I think that's the point I'd really like to just say as part of an introduction, right? I don't feel this is my story. I feel it's our story. Because as we do it, you make decisions about how much, you know. I remember there's some characters, you know, you decide whether they're going to live or die, don't you?
Yeah.
Whose life did you save? You can't remember, but there's some people whose life you've saved, aren't they? They'd be dead if I had told them the story. Yeah?
Yeah.
And what about that Indian who came all the way from America as a pirate?
Yeah, Hiawatha.
What do you think of Hiawatha?
He's... it's okay.
Was he nice?
Yeah.
Did you like him?
Well, first of all, he was really mean and he wanted to eat people.
Who did he want to eat?
The Aran Islanders.
Why did he want to eat the Aran Islanders?
Because they taste the best.
Because they taste
the best. He thought they did.
And where did this Hiawatha come from?
America.
And he was a pirate from America?
Yeah.
And when he arrived at the Aran Islands, how was he feeling?
Hungry.
He would be, wouldn't you? And in Galway Bay, there was a battle between
Grainne-Whale and Hiawatha.
Grainne-Whale and Hiawatha, they were both commanding ships. And who was watching the battle?
The princess.
And who else?
And her ponies.
What are the ponies' names, by the way?
Sparkle, Crystal, Diamond, and Silver.
And what is Crystal able to do?
Crystal?
Better than anybody else?
Jump. She's not really fast runner, but she can just jump straight away. And she can jump really far, really high.
And when they were in the deep dark wood in Mayo, what was Diamond able to do?
She was able to glow in the dark and lead the way.
And who's the character? What kind of magical creatures pop up in the story completely unexpectedly?
The fairy.
And where'd the fairy come from?
She came from
What county?
Clare. County Clare.
And where's the biggest concentration of fairies in County Clare? What castle? Underneath the ground in a certain castle is where the fairies have their headquarters.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Cratlow Castle.
Under the ground in Cratlow Castle is the biggest concentration.
And the leader of the fairies, she has a special name.
I forget, I really do. So we have this story, and it goes on. And it's, why is the princess going around Ireland with four ponies anyway?
She wants to find a friend, because to share horses with, and someone who's interested in horses.
Right, not just a silly, stupid friend,
but
a decent rider.
Yeah.
I don't know where she's going to find this friend, you know, I don't know. Where do you think? Do you think she'll find her best friend, a good friend in Donegal?
Well, I don't think so.
Do you think she'll have to go further than Donegal?
Yeah, I want her to go all over the world.
Really?
No.
You don't want the story to end? I mean, we could skip all this stuff and go straight down to... I could tell you where she found... No?
No.
You want it to go slowly? How long will this story last?
I don't know, but...
We did another story before. It was called
The Princess Story.
Yeah, that had 31 parts, and that's available on the internet, on the Audioboo. And if you put in The Princess Story, all one word, you will find 31 episodes of it. They're averagely about 10 minutes long. And some of the characters are in both stories, aren't they?
Yeah.
So characters come from one story to the other. But, so this is a father and a daughter who are making a story up together, and it's moved from being a story which, previous stories, I have said most of it. But now, you do more and more. And today we're going to do a real live one, aren't we? We're going to actually continue the story. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, well... the car journey, at the end of the car journey, it always has to end, but just before, because what we'll do is I think we'll do the real life pony story continuation. I have no idea where it's going, except I'll ask Grace in a minute to remind me where we left off. But I just want to check before we go into that, if the message I'd hoped to be able to bring you from the man who founded Audioboo has come in. So I just want to check for one second to see if it hasn't, well, it hasn't.